Well, I got a guest in house here. Stephanie, she is the new executive. Stephanie, stop dancing on the tables here. She apparently she likes that song. She's getting down and funky over here. Stephanie, of course, is the new executive theater manager over at the Weinberg Center. Well, I shouldn't say new anymore, right? How long have you been on the job now?
November 28th, and I came in here first thing.
Okay, right. We remember having you. So you're not really new anymore. So we'll drop that new moniker off your title. But the executive theater manager over at the Weinberg Center, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Chris.
So you're here because you want to talk about something cool you got going on. It's the Professional Development Workshop.
So we are having 6 weeks of professional development workshops for artists and arts organizations. What does that mean? If you're a musician, a writer, a theater person, or you have a nonprofit that you do arts for the community, this is an amazing program for you. I kind of started this because being an artist myself, it's kind of lonely out there not knowing what to do. You go to school and you get trained to be the best you can be in doing your art. But and your visual art and your performing arts, but we don't get trained on what to do business-wise. How do we sell our art? How do we do things like copyrights? How do we make sure that if we want to write a grant, how do you write a grant? All that stuff is just mystifying. So we're doing a series of workshops with amazing teachers to kind of teach that.
Now, you know, you talk about the business aspect of it, Stephanie. There's so many artists out there. And again, just to reiterate, when we say artists, we don't mean just somebody who has a paint and brush, you know, musicians, like you said.
Correct.
There's so many artists out there that love what they do, want to make money off it. But unfortunately, there's a bunch of scammers out there who could try to take them for everything they're worth. Is that something that they teach in a class, how to watch out for things like that?
Well, understanding how your intellectual property, like so copyrights 101, we have this amazing attorney named David Pustolsky, and he's going to be teaching about how you register your copyrights, what things you need to look for. If you're doing an advertisement online, what do you need to make sure that you're not inadvertently taking someone else's material and putting it on your website? Like, and then how do you, then we've got someone teaching about how do you create a website? How do you have something that's going to compete with big companies that have millions of dollars to do something? We're all equal out there when people see it, right? So you want to be able to come across the best you can.
It's interesting because, listen, it's hard. I own my own small little business, DJ business, Cruising Entertainment at CRUIZINENT.com.
Yes.
Not that I'm trying to give myself a cheap plug or
yes.
anything. But listen, it's tough to build a website. It's not easy. And like you said, you know, these, you know, big, huge companies have these multi-million dollar websites that are a lot different than, you know, just regular free websites. So, you know, it makes it tough. So you really, if you're starting out, you really got to know the website game and how to play it.
Yeah. And then we have all these partners with us on this. And one of the partners is the Department of Economic Development in the city of Frederick. So they're going to talk about, how do you do a business plan? How do you register your business? How can you do things legally so that it's not coming back to bite you later? Right?
Right. Well, then that's another thing. You know, so many businesses out there, once you have a business, people are so happy, unfortunately, nowadays. They're looking to sue people left and right. So you've got to protect yourself. And look, this seems like a great workshop, but you're not just talking about it. You're actually going to give something away. So let's tell our listeners about that.
So the workshops are, it's 7 days of afternoon and evening sessions, and each day is $30 a day, or we have a bundle of $100 for all seven. But today I'm going to be giving away 2 full registrations for all 7 classes, all 7 days of classes. That's worth $100 each registration. And I feel like this is life-changing for someone. It's not going to be, you know, you come, you look at yourself, you see your marketing materials and see how you can improve. It's going to be partners in work too, right? But this can change your life. So I'm going to give two of these away today.
How awesome is that? And so, look, what we'll do is we'll have somebody text on the text line, 301-694-9363. You know, if you're an artist out there, or maybe you have a child or a grandchild who's is an artist, this is a really good workshop for them. Again, a value of you said, what, $200 value for the whole 7 days? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm giving two away,
right.
So that's 200. So it's 100
each.
And 100.
Right. Okay.
But what we have packed in here, should I talk about a little bit about what the classes are?
Sure. Let me just go ahead. If you want those tickets, just be give me a number between 1 and 10 for Texter. Texter number,
six.
I put you on the spot. Texter number 6. Text ART to 301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. And those tickets will be yours. Texter number 6, just text ART. So yeah, go ahead. Definitely get into it.
Okay. So we start out on September 10th. These are all at New Spire Arts, 15 West Patrick Street. We're going to have Chad Butterbauer from the Maryland State Arts Council talking about what programs, what grants are available. You can ask him questions. And one thing that I think is really amazing for people to be able to do is when you're writing a grant, you never get to meet the funder themselves, right? So we're giving an opportunity to meet Chad, to meet the organization and say, this is what I do. How could I fund my programs? Right? So
what made you think of this? I mean, I think this is again a great opportunity because they always call what is the term, starving artists, right?
Right.
Because,
we don't have to be starving.
Right.
We just have knowledge.
That. Right. Absolutely. And then you're going to give them the knowledge they need. So what got you wanting to do this?
Because in running a theater and hearing people's, we had a town hall meeting. So I had this idea of doing this. I did this in New Jersey where I was before, and it was amazing. But then we had a town hall meeting for artists and arts organizations on July 22nd and listened to what's working for people and what are they struggling with. And a lot of people said, I don't know how to do websites. I don't know how to write a grant. I don't know how to market myself. I don't know what to do if there's a catastrophe. So we kept spaces in for the topics that people said. And we're putting in these workshops.
Marketing yourself, and it's all, of course, part of also having a website, but marketing yourself is so important. You know, people have to know you're out there. And it's kind of a saturated industry. So you got to try to kind of set yourself apart, too, from other people, other artists.
Yeah. We're also going to take, on September 17th, we're going to take a field trip to the library, the Burr Library downtown. And we're going to be taught how to research if you wanted to look for a grant or something for funding, how do you look in the Grantscape database? Because that's overwhelming in itself. So we're gonna learn about that. We're gonna learn from this fabulous guy named Chad Barger about how to have an event, how to raise the most money if you're doing a charitable event. Did you know that when you do an event, if you have programs that you wanna fund, the money to fund your programs shouldn't come from your ticket sales, because that's might sell, might not, but it will get sponsors involved. So how do you get a sponsor to be involved in your cause? So he's going to talk about stuff like that. And then we have a big session with Michelle Newsom Smith about grant writing and how to do a budget for a grant. Then we have copyrights and trademarks, how to write a business plan, how to do QuickBooks. We have an accountant going to be talking about how to learn QuickBooks. How do you do Patreon? How do you do crowdfunding?
My goodness, there's so much to learn.
How do you do your marketing? Barbara, the Weinberg Center manager of marketing, who and some other great marketers are going to be on a panel, and you can come and ask them questions. I'm having trouble with this. What would you do knowing how to market something? How would you handle my situation? So case studies, personal case studies. Then we have the Crisis Mitigation Center, the Mid-Atlantic Center for Emergency Management and Public Safety from Frederick Community College. They're going to talk to us about how to be prepared for an emergency. How do you prepare your business that there, God forbid, is a flood or the pandemic, or how do you prepare, and we'll have an insurance person there, how do you prepare yourself to be thinking in the future so that you can thrive and not be blown off course?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a wealth of knowledge, and you need 7 days just to get get all that info in there. And take notes when you're there. What are the times again?
It is September 10th through the 15th, all Tuesdays except for one Thursday. It runs 2:30 to 9 o'clock, but people can just come and go as they please. So you'll look in the website, see what works for you. We also hope that the arts organizations meet individual artists, and then when they are eligible for projects for like government funding, they'll already know you as someone that works with children in art, and the networking will happen so that our community is really strong.
Well, networking is an important part of it. I tell you what, Stephanie, you're doing big things over there at the Weinberg Center. Before we wrap it up, what's the website where people can go also get information?
So it is weinbergcenter.org. If you are not the winner of the two people today, mm-hmm. Call the box office to get that discount, the $100 discount. Okay. 301-600-2828. And tell them that you want to get the bundle discount for the workshops, and you'll get it.
So, Stephanie, the executive theater manager, I'm not going to say new anymore, doing big things over at the Weinberg Center, and, of course, some great shows coming up at the Weinberg Center. That's the place to be for fun family entertainment. Unfortunately, there's a lack of family entertainment sometimes around the area, but head to the Weinberg Center, all types of all great arts and stuff like that. Stephanie, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. It is the Morning News Express on Free Talk 930 WFMD.